better hope she. I think they're ready.
Okay, welcome back. We are both holding on to our seats because we didn't. Just being transparent, we're just going to kind of open the conversation up and just see where it goes. Today, we're talking about how to like basically promote yourself as a freelancer. You know, I've been full time freelancing now for it's been several months now. I think since April, and I know you've been freelancing for a year and a half, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think I've never thought that like being a freelance would be a job until like obviously found GM or whatever,
right?
But like just knowing how to work like social media and running ads and stuff like that is like getting your name out there in a sense.
Yeah.
To brands, companies, whatever.
Yeah.
It's more better than working a 9-to-5.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so the whole 9-to-5 thing, right. And there's nothing wrong with it. If you want to do that, if you feel safer doing that, do that.
Yeah.
But the whole idea of freelancing is that, you know, you get to have a little bit more control of your schedule.
Yeah.
You get to have control of the work that you want to work on. You can say no to work.
Yeah.
While at a 9-to-5, you know, whatever gets put on your desk, you pretty much have to do. Otherwise, they'll either let you go or pay you less. Yeah. Or
you have like
whatever.
Not amounts, but like you can make way more money than 9-to-5 if you're freelance.
You could. Yeah. 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 I think there's a big stigma about freelancing that's like, it's this perfect world where you can do whatever you want and it's really easy and it's fun. And it's like, that is part of it.
Yeah.
Like that is all part of it. But there's another part of it where it's like, you have to work your butt off.
Yeah.
Especially I think in the beginning.
Yeah. Because like, you don't know where you're going to go.
Yeah.
Either if it's working with a brand or a big business or somewhere or just starting your own stuff.
Yeah.
Cause you gotta figure that out first.
Yeah, well, I think a big thing is like people don't even know where to start. Like, where do I get clients?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like, that's like scary, right? Because it's like you have to go talk to somebody and be like, convince them to.
Why should I work with you?
Yeah, to pay you to do a service. And, you know, for us, it's like video editing, or for me, it's audio production.
Yeah.
And then that's weird, right? Because it's like, even, especially if you haven't been doing it very long, like you might be really good, but if you haven't been doing it very long, you don't really have the confidence.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you don't necessarily feel competent to actually open up and be like, hey, I'm good at this. I deserve more money.
Yeah.
And I think there's actually a big thing where, a lot of people, especially in the audio industry, and it's the same for video, I think, where people will offer their services for way too low.
Oh yeah. 100%. I'm like, why are you charging that much?
Well, and
or less.
Yeah.
Charging that less.
Well, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever,
it's like,
yeah.
It's like you're actually hurting the industry.
Yeah.
Because people now will think, hey, it's okay for us to, you know,
pay whatever.
Pay $100 for a really awesome 3-minute video or something. And it's like,
no.
No. And that's an exaggeration, obviously. Yeah. Like, hopefully people aren't charging that.
Yeah, I hope to God not.
And if somebody is charging that should be a red flag to anybody who is looking for a freelancer or for a ad agency. And so that's kind of your other route. Is that you can work with an agency. So here at Growing Media, none of us are employees at Growing Media.
Nope.
We are all contractors. We are all freelancers, to where, you know, we can kind of pick and choose the work a little bit.
Yeah.
But within Growing Media, we are committed to doing the work that comes through the door at Growing Media.
Yep.
And that for me is actually awesome. So like, I really enjoy that because I know that I'm going to get a certain amount of work every month.
Yep.
That will hopefully cover all my bills for that month, and that will, you know,
be consistent.
Yeah, it almost feels like a job, but it's not.
Yeah,
because you can turn down work. You can say, "Hey, no, I don't have the time for that. I don't have the capacity for that this month." But another editor will get it, right, and then that'll bless them because they'll get more work and more money.
Yep. And then there's like some days like you can only work. You're only working like, let's say, an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. And you're like, "Oh, cool, I'm done for the day." And then some days you're working 4 a.m. to whatever.
Yeah.
Cause you never know the work and personal work and stuff like that.
We have an all day shoot or something.
Yeah.
Like Riley and I went on a shoot to Indiana a few months ago.
Oof.
And it was, I mean, did we leave at 5 a.m.? Is that when we left?
Pretty early.
And then we got back at like 10 or 11 p.m., something like that. We shot all day. We drove around all day. And it's a long day. It's a long process. And you're going to have days like that, especially And that's the whole, that's the biggest difference is like, there's going to be a lot of inconsistency. So, you know, with being a freelancer, because in a 9-to-5 job, like, or a regular job, right? Like you work those hours, yep. maybe you work a random Saturday or whatever, you have a Monday off or something, whatever. But like freelancing, like, you know, it's like we eat what we kill. Right.
Yeah.
Which sounds brutal, but it is what it is. Like we don't make money if we don't produce the service yeah. or the product in that moment.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of uncertainty there, but I can assure you that if you have a skill like video editing, if you have a skill like audio production or graphic production,
3D design,
there's so yeah. much work. There are so many yeah. customers out there that need that.
Yeah.
And
people get scared about it. They're like, oh, like,
yeah,
they don't need my service, but they do. They need you to grow a business. They need you to do something for sales or whatever. They need you.
Yeah. And the whole point of, you know, of your freelance business is to help people either usually make more money or get more yeah. awareness, get more likes, get more views, whatever it is, right? Get more sales because if you're like maybe like an email copywriting or something like that, yeah. You know, the whole point is to get more sales. And so if you can show people that, you know, hey, I can help you and this is going to help you, especially in the long run, because mm-hmm. especially if you can make like, I know here at Growing Media, we make a lot of evergreen content
yeah.
to where it's like, we don't date a lot of things because it's like that video can continue working for them no for matter a what. Lifetime.
Yep.
You know, that's the whole point. And if you can show people that, that the service or the product that you're helping them will be, this could help you up 5, 10, 20 years down the road.
True.
Then it's like a no brainer.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you? Yeah. I think working with the ad agency or a marketing agency, either contract or non-contract will be, I think it's better because like for one, if you're a video editor, you don't know anything about marketing, you're getting both sides.
Yeah.
And like, I knew nothing about marketing when I first came in. Now I know a lot.
Really? You didn't know much about marketing?
Didn't know a single thing about marketing.
Wow.
At all.
I didn't realize that.
At all. All yeah. I knew how to do is just sit there and edit videos.
Yep.
Not that good, but now year and a half in we're still killing it. So
yeah. Well, and I think that's also part of it is like, getting around people who are doing it full time
yeah.
or doing who have been doing it longer than you, mm-hmm. not necessarily full time, but, that's like a big thing. Like if you're scared to get into freelancing or whatever, just start doing it part time. Like just start doing it in your,
yeah.
you know, 3 hours a night that you have free after your job or something.
Yeah.
Cause it's just like anything new. So like, it's like riding a bike, right? Like you didn't just, did you ever learn how to ride a bike?
Yeah, eventually.
Well, but see that actually proves my point though, yeah. because it's like, you just didn't stop trying
no.
until you figured it out.
Yeah. And then you also have those days, like it will be like, am I good enough? Am I this? Am I that?
Yeah.
And those are terrible.
Every week like, I have a day like that.
Dude, it's so bad.
Yeah.
But I think it's yourself telling yourself, like your mind telling yourself.
Yeah,
like,
your self-talk.
Yes.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're not good enough. You shouldn't be here. You shouldn't yeah. be doing what you're doing. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, you're like, no, screw you. I'm going to go do this.
Yeah.
And I'm going to kill it.
Yeah.
So just keep trucking.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, I mean, that's literally the best advice that you can give because it's like, if you like, man, there's so many people who just, if they would have continued
man.
For 6 months to a year, they would probably be in a whole different place than where they are now instead of quitting.
Yeah.
And it's like, you don't have to have 5-star days every day. Mm-hmm. Like I definitely don't have 5-star days every day. Yesterday, I probably had like a 1-star day yesterday.
If I'm
being honest.
0-star.
But today I'm having a 5-star day.
Yeah.
I've already gotten a lot of stuff done. I've basically killed the day and it's awesome, but it's, you know, it's not every day and you are in charge.
Yes. So,
I think that's the biggest thing is, man, you know, really, really going in and being a freelancer is like, it's on you to get customers. It's on you to keep producing. If you are, you know,
producing,
and if you are, you know, working for an agency
yeah.
or working with an agency, I should say, because if you're not putting stuff out in a timely manner
Man.
And in a certain amount of quality, they will start looking elsewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's going to be like, oh shoot, I need to step up or I need yeah. to go find somewhere else.
Right.
Which is totally okay. Cause most companies understand that.
Sure.
But if you work with a team that you really like and you're slacking somewhere, you better bring it up to stack.
Yeah.
And bring your, bring your stuff.
Yeah, because it's like this, you know, that agency or whatever, they're on the hook for those clients. And those, if things start performing poorly and it's your content, it's your service that you're providing, then it's like, then, you know, the agency is going to be like, well,
I don't know.
Well, we're going to look for, you know, some other person, you know, see if they can do better. And so it's just, you know, and I, that sounds scary, I guess, but it's it's really not, because it's with the world that we live in, and like, there's so much information on how you can become better, how you can promote yourself, how you can get involved with an agency. What do you, Riley, how did you get involved with Growing Media?
With Dan. Dan called me.
Okay. But explain the process.
All right. Everyone hold the horses. Explain the process. So, it was just like, we have a friend named Daniel. Called me. He was like, hey, like, Angie's looking for another video creator or whatever. I was like, oh, cool, like, awesome, like, let's do it. He's like, give me like an hour, I'll give you a call back. Like, it's not a yes yet, but I'll give you a, like, we need some time.
Yeah,
like, that's fine. Then he was like, all right, bro, just come in on the studio and just be around, just come, or just be around us. I was like, all right, cool. Then I just started showing up.
Yeah.
And then once you start showing up, you start showing out.
Yeah.
Either if it's audio, if it's 3D graphics, video creation, and photos, whatever.
Sure.
Just being around people,
it's
going to help.
Yeah.
Eventually. But how did
And eventually, someone gave you an opportunity, right?
Like, yeah.
Someone gave you a video to edit. And
wasn't that great? It was terrible.
That's all right.
It was bad.
Yeah.
They didn't even use it.
Yeah. You have to fall on your face.
I still love them to this day. But yeah, you gotta fall. It's okay to like fail.
Oh, that's a non-negotiable. You have to fail at some things to learn how to not fail at them.
Yeah. And it's just a growth period.
Yeah.
Like a growing, like,
right.
Like, oh, this video sucked. Like, oh, yeah. I'm going to lay on the couch all day, be a couch potato.
Right.
No, you're going to get your butt up and get back to the edits
or
whatever. Like, it's okay to fail. Like, some people think it's terrible, but no, it's just the process of growing.
No. Yeah. It's all part of the journey. The journey's what matter, not the destination.
So how did you get?
Rob, which he hasn't been on the podcast for a while, but he originally asked me, I think it was like pre-COVID, was like, hey, we really need an audio engineer for the show. But I think the budget and the finances and the promotion or the sponsors and stuff just wasn't there to add another person.
Yeah.
So it was post-COVID, and finally they had just moved into this building, and he asked me, he's like, hey, can you be an audio engineer? Angie, which she will tell you, she was not so sure about it.
Same because, with me either.
Because, you know, it's just someone you've never met.
Yeah.
You're trusting them with a TV show. Like, that's a big deal.
It's a lot.
Especially the audio. Like, if the audio is not there, then it's like, what's the point of the video?
Yeah.
Half the time, right?
It's true.
Audio is a really big part of video. And I'll be honest, I had never done anything like that.
Yeah.
And so I was on a whim and really nervous too, but I just did my best and showed them what I could do at the moment, and they really enjoyed it. And it was a few months later that, I was asked to help them with audio on, you know, commercial shoots.
Yeah.
And, you know, they really enjoyed that. It took the pressure off the videographer or the videographers to not worry about audio, so they can just worry about the video.
Yeah.
And which ended up being a really big deal.
Yeah.
And so I think just my advice is like, you know, cause we both got kind of asked, which is cool, but that's not always going to happen.
Like, no, what if
you don't have a lot of friends who are in the industry or whatever, you just have to show up.
Yeah.
So that's actually the biggest thing about Jacob. Jacob,
love
if
him.
You remember him, he's probably moisturizing somewhere in a faraway land.
Probably not. He's probably soaking wet because of the hurricane.
No, he's moisturizing.
Ah, sure. Okay.
that's all he does.
Well, yep.
Anyways, he actually just showed up one day at the studio. Like, he literally, like, I don't even know. Like, it was just me was here. I don't know. But he just showed up one day and was like, hey, can I get some work, basically? Like, I want to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
And that's what I like. You think you need to do. And if you go back, I can't remember which episode it is, but there's an episode where Jacob talks about how he even got involved.
Yeah.
And he would DM people like 50 times a day, like different people, 50 different people a day
yeah.
on Instagram or TikTok or whatever. And that's how he started getting business, and people just started knowing his name and, you know, following him back. And even if he didn't work with those people, he would still at least communicate and talk to them. And
because like once they see your name on their phone, be like, okay, I'm going to check this kid out.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to give this kid a shot.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And so I think the best thing you can do is just constantly reach out.
Yeah.
And don't look as like if you get a bunch of no's or whatever, don't look at those as like negative. It's like, well, like every time I get like a no that I thought I was like, man, I would work really well with this person, I look at it as a blessing because I really shouldn't be working with that person because maybe we wouldn't actually work well together. And that's always something that you have to consider is like maybe God just like totally saved you from working with a nightmare client.
Mm, yeah, that's true. Cause you can have those.
Oh, all the time.
But like that too. But like if you accidentally overprice, it's like, well,
sure. Right.
So you learn from your pricing. But yeah, just reaching out to people. I reached out to somebody over the weekend to see if they need some work. He said, I'll let you know. So we'll see. You never know. Right. You never know what could happen. Because like doing free stuff could lead into work. That could lead to getting you paid.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, for sure. I mean, that's the only way if people don't see what you can do, then they wouldn't give you a chance. But if you can say, hey, this is a video I edit or whatever, a graphic that I created, you know, last week or something,
mm-hmm.
If they can see that you can actually, you know,
do it,
produce something, then they'll usually give you a chance. And even if you do something for free or do something for very little money, it usually goes up. Like I know that from when I started working with Growing Media to where I am now, me and Angie and I have negotiated to much higher prices for everything that I
do. That's good. Yeah.
Because you can, because I've gotten better and I've realized how valuable I am to Growing Media.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's always an option. Like it's not always, you know, they don't always determine your price. You know, you determine your price.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. Just being up in, it might be scary, but.
It is.
It all is.
Yeah.
But you just gotta be like, hey, this was the ground. I forgot what I was saying.
This is a ground.
No, this is a table.
Yep.
But one thing we can talk about is like just. Working with different brands, such as like Ghost or G Fuel or those big brands that contract out content creators. So mm-hmm. like Twitch streamers, YouTube creators, whatever. They like to, I think those different creators bring something different compared to like a videographer or a professional mm-hmm. because they're thinking completely different than that videographer completely.
Oh, for sure.
Which is kind of great. I saw a video over the weekend, this kid, this brand reached out to him and he killed him. Like, this is great. Like, this is probably better than anything that like a videographer would do.
Sure.
And he's just a content creator. So like he's not professional.
Right.
But he's a professional creator.
Yeah.
So which makes sense.
Right. Right. Cause sometimes you get caught up in the minutia of all of the video standards or, you know, the way it's supposed to look. But instead they just like create, they just see it in their head and they're like, well, I'm just going to do that.
Yeah.
And they forget about the quote unquote rules that, you know, whatever need to be broken, you know. Cool.
Sorry.
All right.
Lost my train of thought there again.
All right. Well, thank you guys for joining us. If you're considering being a freelancer, don't hesitate to reach out to us. We've got, you know,
bunch.
We've just been, you know, I know I've been freelancing for like several years, even when I did have a part-time job. I think that's another thing is like, you can start today. Like you don't have to quit your job or anything like that. You know, and you don't have to jump over the cliff and hope for the best. But, But do not hesitate to reach out to us. If you guys have any questions or if you guys want us to hit another topic on, you know, specifically on freelancing or whatever, just leave us a comment. Sweet. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.